Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. Today, we talk with Frank Landwehr, Vice President of Marketing and Product Planning for Emerson Climate Technologies' air conditioning business. That is a long title. We're talking about the regional standards and a recent Emerson survey that talked about how ready the industry is for those standards. So we hope you enjoy the conversation, and I will see you on the other side. All right, now we're going to bring in Frank Landwehr, Vice President of Marketing and Product Planning for Emerson Climate Technologies' air conditioning business, and have him talk a little bit about Emerson's recent contractor survey on the industry regulations. Thanks for joining us today, Frank.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now that the regional standards have been approved by all the stakeholders, the focus, I guess, is now going to kind of shift on how prepared the HVAC industry is for this to happen. I know you guys did a recent survey on this. What did you discover?
A couple things. The February results indicated, 66% of the 300 residential contractors surveyed were either unaware or not sure how the regulations were going to affect them. Now, that percentage was down 8 points from the 74% unaware in September. So people are hearing more about it, and this is probably due to the news around the court settlement. In fact, 17% this time said they heard about it, but they were expecting a delay due to the outcome of the court case, which that actually turned out to be what happened. So as we go forward, we expect to see greater awareness over our next surveys as we get closer to the year-end, final build deadline in January. We also gained some insight into how these changes are going to affect their business and how they're planning to respond and how, and we'll continue to survey the contractors on these questions as we go forward, with future surveys even after the deadline.
Now, did the numbers surprise you at all, or were they kind of about what you expected?
We talked about that. In September, we were a little surprised that 74% were unaware. We thought that was a little bit high. When we were 12 to 18 months ahead of the regs change in 2006, that unaware number was like 10%. So this was like really a high number that we were not expecting. But, as we talked through it, we realized that this year's move from 13 to 14 SEER is probably not as technically challenging for contractors as the move was from 10 to 13 SEER. And if you think about it, most contractors have already installed 14 SEER systems. It's going to become the standard in many regions. So they're probably not as concerned about the technical training and field issues as they were in 2005. So I guess that's our reason for them, not following as closely. I guess the other thing we were surprised about and somewhat encouraged is seeing that 67% of the contractors expect to see an increase in 16 SEER systems, and 57% expect to see an increase in systems that feature capacity modulation. So this is really encouraging that some of the contractors are seeing this as an opportunity to sell something other than just the minimum efficiency equipment.
Well, what do you think is needed for more people to realize the importance of these standards? Is this something that's just going to have to happen organically, or is it something the industry should be doing?
I think that it's probably going to be a combination of both. I think that the focus is soon going to shift to questions about stocking programs and whether there's going to be a significant build ahead of the older 13 SEER equipment ahead of the January deadline. That's going to happen just naturally. I think that we're probably also, I'm kind of intrigued by this, the percentage of contractors who see this as an upsell opportunity. So we're probably going to see a lot of interest in how contractors are using this to their advantage and how they're going to communicate things to their consumers to benefit both their consumers and their own business.
The last efficiency rating jump, we went up to 13 SEER, the industry saw a significant increase in window units. Do you think that's going to be the case this time, or is it a little different because of the different standards?
Window units are always an inexpensive option for consumers who often face sticker shock on HVAC replacement decisions. What we say sometimes is consumers will buy 8 or 9 cars in the time they buy one HVA system. And there's just not a whole organic social network around to help them through these decisions. And if you haven't purchased one in a while and you see a significant unexpected expense, there's a lot of sticker shocks there. So due to, budgetary reasons or just, unexpected expenses, a lot of times they use window units as a short-term solution just to get them through a season or two until they have the financing in line to replace their ducted system. So we're going to see that continue. But since the efficiency increase is much less than the change in 2006, we don't expect the same degree of increase in the cost or the size of these systems relative to the 13 SEER systems. So we don't expect a huge jump in the migration to window units. They're still going to be there, but it's not going to be as pronounced. It's interesting to note, since you mentioned window units, another thing that we're tracking is that the DOE is probably going to increase the efficiency minimums on window and room air conditioners sometime over the next few years. So they'll probably have some increase in costs as well. You know, we view that as positive because I think it's not only good for the country and the environment that they're increasing the efficiency, but it's also good for the consumers. It'll keep their energy costs low. So that's probably good. It puts everything a little more on an equal playing field.
Interesting. Now, do you think the regional standards are going to help or hurt the average HVAC contractor?
That's one of the questions we ask in our survey, and the survey indicated only about 26% of the contractors expect the new regs to negatively affect their business, and we think that's probably related to concerns about the increased prices and consumer sticker shock, as I mentioned previously. But the other encouraging thing is 38% of contractors expect the new regs to provide an upsell opportunity, which is pretty encouraging. We think some of these contractors are using discussions about the new regulations to introduce various efficiency and comfort options instead of just the minimum SEER low-cost offering.
A lot has been said, but the enforcement issue still hasn't been resolved. It's a tad of the elephant in the room. Can you shed any light on how you think this aspect of the standards is going to shake out?
You know, we read through some of the reports on the court case a few weeks ago, and the only thing that seems to be really clear right now is the distributors, the wholesalers, are probably not going to be directly involved with enforcement. But, you know, since the OEMs will still be manufacturing 13 SEER AC systems for the North region after the January 15 deadline, they're probably not going to be directly responsible for it either. So this means the DOE is probably going to be expecting either the contractor or the homeowner to somehow be responsible for their own compliance. It's not clear how they're going to do this. There's been some discussions about certain tagging, and we're waiting to see how they're going to describe that, and then we'll have to deal with it. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to manage this enforcement, not from the standpoint, we all know where we're going. The regulations will be enforced after this build-ahead date, and then they'll be enforced by installation after the 18-month grace period in July of 2016. But what's going to be interesting, we're anxious to see what the ruling is for how they're going to do the enforcement, because that's going to affect if there's going to be a build-ahead. If there's going to be a build-ahead of old units prior to the January 2015 deadline that can be shipped and sold into the South and Southwest regions for the 18-month period from January to July of 16. That's going to affect the mix of those products and how large that build-ahead is going to be, and there's some other implications there. But everybody's kind of waiting to see, you know, how that enforcement is going to be handled before they make their determinations on what we're going to be building here in the next few months.
All right. Obviously, a lot of pieces of this issue. If any of our listeners want some additional information on this topic, can you send them someplace?
One of my favorite places is the site that we launched just last year. Emerson Climate launched a new internet help site called AC and Heating Connect to address questions from both contractors, homeowners, and business owners who are, you know, maybe confused about these regulations or other HVAC industry issues and terms that might be affecting them. You know, I'm sure you know, and everybody knows, we're not the most straightforward business. We have a lot of acronyms like SEER and HSPF, and you know, when these things change, there's a lot of confusion and skepticism, and we wanted to have a site where homeowners could go or contractors could go to get information to help them and their homeowner consumers, you know, get some objective information about how these regulations are playing out and what's going to affect them. Since our launch, we received over 100,000 visitors to this site, and we've downloaded hundreds of documents to contractors to use with their homeowner customers. It's interesting. This is another thing we watch in our survey, and in this most recent survey, AC Heating Connect was the fourth most popular resource for contractors to get information on the new standards at 12% of the respondents. The top three resources were the more traditional forums like trade publications like you guys have, and trade publications were 74%. Wholesalers were 57%, and traditional train classes were 38%. So we were really happy that AC Connect, a relatively new site, was that high up on their list of resources to go to for these changes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's great. Well, Frank, we really appreciate you sharing your information and sharing some time with us today. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, that was some great information. Really appreciate Frank taking some time out to fill us in on what's going on in the regional standards. If you want to listen to any other of our podcasts, we're on achrnews.com. And as always, you can find us on iTunes. Good times, everybody.